This is Blog.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Blog Talk Radio with your host, VJ Smith. And I'm so glad to be here with you. I want to thank all of the hosts and co-hosts that have been helping out in the past to help get this work done for us. I really do appreciate all that you've done. I'm really proud of all the work that you have done. And Mad Dads, want to say big ups to all of the Mad Dads all over the country, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York, Iowa, Omaha, and Florida, all over the country. I just want to say thank you for all the work that you've done and everything you continue to do. We're talking about community events, what's going on in the community, and how can we prepare ourselves, and why is it that every summer we have an increase on homicides? Well, there's a lot of reasons why. And let me just start off with one, is that the economic situation for our community does not get much better. And matter of fact, in the summertime, there are a lack of jobs for our youth. And so if youth don't find jobs, what will they do? Well, they mess around. They do all kinds of stuff if they can't find jobs. And so it's important for our young people to find jobs. So you wonder, why does the homicides increase in the summertime? So one, we say jobs. Two, we say a lack of funding to provide the kind of programs and services that we need to have in our community. And any of our callers, I can see that we've got callers calling in, and I'm excited about them, but I'd like to get your input on why the numbers of homicides happen in our community. And when Erica gets here, she's going to give me a list of the things that we're going to be doing. But let me tell you something you can do right now. The Center for Fathering has an opportunity for you to bring men in to get connected. Our partnership with them has been a great partnership. Mad Dads are out on the field right now recruiting men and women to come in to be a part of making a difference. If you have a pencil and paper, you want to write a number down. That number is 612-455-4643. Say you know a young man, young woman, or somebody that just wants some help in their life. They want to get involved. They want to learn how to be better parents. They want to learn how to have a better relationship. This is an opportunity for them to do that. Have them call that number, 612-455-4643, and somebody will be able to help them. And if they want to get involved with Mad Dads, our number is 612-822-0802. 612-822-0802. We're going to be preparing for our senior day, our senior pride day, and we're excited about that because there's some seniors right now that are in the nursing home, and I want to give my respect to all our elders that have really worked hard to make a difference in our community. Starting off with Evangelist Flora Walker. She is in Providence Care Center. We're going to be coming out there to speak with her. Mother Elsie Adams. She's at Camden Care. We're going to be coming out to visit her. And Sister Murdy Holly. She's in Homeward Bound, Inc. And we're going to come out there to see her. And then also Mother Jessie Thomas in St. Augustine Care Center. And Sister Betty Vance in the Golden Valleys Rehab Center. And Mother Pauline Perkins in Mount Olive Care View Center. All my elders, we love you. We're going to come out there and check on you and get involved with you and help you, pray for you, and do all those things. While I'm sitting, have a seat right here, ma'am. And I have my guest is here, and she's here to talk about not only what's going on in the community, but also to talk about how you can be an entrepreneur. She was on the TV with us. We want to thank you for being a part of that. And you want to say hello to everybody?
Yes. Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm Erica Mitchell Okata. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you, Mr. Smith. Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, the company that I have, it's an entrepreneurial opportunity to be with OrganoGold. And OrganoGold is basically based on health and wellness. And they had put that into the most profitable, most lucrative, most accessible way into coffee, because everyone drinks coffee.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the statistics of coffee, 75% of North America drinks coffee. And it's not just one cup a day. It's 3 to 4 cups a day that they're drinking. So the president of OrganoGold, Mr. Bernie Chua, decided to put the health into the coffee. And the health that he put into the coffee is a herb called Ganoderma.
Ganoderma. Now, that's an herb.
Yeah.
And where does it grow?
It is grown in the Asian continent, mostly in Japan and in Malaysia.
Now, how did they find out about Ganoderma?
Well, it's been used in the ancients in Asia for years and years and years. It's like one of those cultural things that it's been ancient with a certain culture, and now it's expanding out to other cultures that utilize the benefits, the health benefits of the Ganoderma.
Wow, so that's exciting. And, you know, my son tried the coffee, and he was real excited. He was all motivated. He said that coffee really got him going.
Yeah, it's very important to be a product of the product that you're about. And that's how I was introduced to it. Someone had sampled me. I wasn't really a coffee drinker. And they were like, try this. You know, feeling kind of, you know, down and weary at work, just beat and tired, needed some energy. And they said, well, try this coffee. I was like, I'm not a coffee drinker. And they said, okay, well, then try. It was a mocha. And I love chocolate. So they wanted me with chocolate. So I tried the chocolate. Put in about 8 ounces of hot water. It's called a convenient coffee. Some people would say it's an instant, but they look at it as convenient. So I had that coffee, and it gave me such an even flow of energy. You know, it doesn't give you the jitters or crashes you like regular coffee does. And I was, you know, I had my testimony from it. So I became a product of the product that I enjoy so much.
Well, that's interesting. So before you were selling coffee, what were you doing?
I was a consultant. I did a lot of consulting for nonprofit and faith-based organizations.
Okay, so as a consultant, what was your job?
I would help organize particular in-services and trainings and events for different organizations.
That's good. That's a beautiful thing. You know, let me just say this now. How does it feel now to go from being a consultant to an entrepreneur? That's a big switch.
Yeah, but also they're pretty much connected because this area of entrepreneurship that I'm in, it's really about helping people. It's really about, you know, developing this foundation of having this wealth and health put together, mm-hmm. so, you know, to increase wealth in families and bring the health and the wealth into the community.
Well, see, that's a good thing. Now the young lady was on the TV show with you. Her name is Catrice Champion.
Yeah.
And how did you enjoy being on the show with her?
Oh, it was such an honor and privilege. I really enjoyed it. Hearing her testimony and her what her organization is about is really, really, really awesome experience to hear that.
Well, you know, we just happen to have her here. It looks like she's online right now, and she's ready. Erica, now Erica just walked in the studio, and I just want to, Erica, would you say hello to everybody? And just, Erica's been my co-producer here.
Hello. So,
yeah, how you doing, Erica?
Fine.
Thank you very much. We just want to thank you. Big ups to you, Erica, for helping us out. And so we have on the line with us, Mrs. Champion. Ms. Champion, how you doing?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, well, you know, we first of all, we want to thank you for being on the TV show, and we want to let you know that we got that coffee here for you. We found, I think you wanted the black. The black is what you wanted, right?
Yes, it was.
We got that coffee for you, and we want to thank you for being on the TV show, and we're talking about today some things that we're going to kind of share the show today. So is there anything you want to share with our listening audience today?
Well, the weather is changing, young people, and I would like them to find something positive to spend their time doing, and you know, so positive can come back to them. I don't want to hear nothing bad. I'm going to be out there in the community. They will find me around North Commons, and I'm just a phone call away. I'll be out there doing my patrolling and putting my arms around all the children.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. We're gonna come back to you in just a little bit, and so thank you very much. But you've got something coming up in June. Looks like you've got a basketball game coming up June the 8th.
Yes. I have some young men from North Minneapolis that are going to be playing Your Mad Dads. And the last time we had this event, it was real nice. It was over there at the Salvation Army. So now we're going to do it at North Commons, and I would love Northside, Southside, St. Paul, just Minnesota, come out and enjoy this event with us. And we're going to make it a family event, too.
Well, that sounds wonderful. We really are. And I just want to, you know, let you know, well, I'm going to click you off so you can't talk no more, but I just want to let you know that well, the Mad Dad's going to whoop you bad. We're going to whoop you real bad. And so, you know, it's good to know that I had to click her off because, you know, she likes to be comeback queen, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear all that. But we're going to go back to it. I know she's going to come back with something. Now, May the 23rd to the 25th, we got the NUSA conference. I'll be emceeing that and hosting that. And there'll be leaders from all over the country at the Hyatt downtown. And we're excited about that. We got some national speakers coming. We're excited. All you got to do is go to the internet and punch in NUSA conference. All that information will show up. The early bird special is too late for that, but it's an opportunity for you to come and be a part of that. And maybe you can come and show up and introduce yourself to some of the folks and let them know about the great opportunities and with coffee.
Absolutely.
You know, you told me some things the other day that coffee is the one thing that everybody's doing now. McDonald's does coffee. Wendy's does coffee. Burger King does coffee. Everybody does coffee. Even Catrice Champion, she ain't supposed to drink coffee. She's drinking coffee. I mean, everybody's drinking coffee. Why is coffee such a big deal now?
Well, coffee has always been a big deal for years. Just knowing that, looking at the world consumption of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
not just North America, but globally, looking at how it's consumed, it becomes a profit for, you know, for industries. And even with, you were naming the fast food industries, even with Subway, you know, they sell sub sandwiches, but they started selling breakfast sandwiches so they can sell coffee. So
wow.
It's just a great demand.
So Subway did sandwiches just to sell coffee?
Breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, we got a young man in the studio. You drink coffee?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do drink coffee. So do you drink gourmet coffee or regular coffee?
Regular coffee.
Introduce yourself to everybody.
Hey, everybody. I seen y'all know from last show, Keno Woods.
That's Keno. Keno Woods out there, he drinks coffee. And see, even young people. So a lot of your peers drink coffee, too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So everybody's drinking coffee. You're absolutely right. Coffee is getting more popular than soda pop.
Yes.
But you have a coffee that has something in it that is actually good for you.
Yes.
And what is that that's in that coffee again?
It's the Ganoderma.
It's the Ganoderma. You can't get it anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that we probably need to get more of to Miss Champion, is some Ganoderma. Because she was drinking that Folgers over there. I'm just going to go back to her because I know she's got to come back. Miss Champion, have you been getting enough Ganoderma in your system? Are you there, Miss Champion?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And you know what? I thought about coming back on you guys, but I don't have to do that this time. Y'all know how it's going to go down. And one of the brothers that I do want to say his name out, Alonzo, he said you guys were going to start y'all's diet and fast. And if I'm not mistaken, Mr. VJ, you said you were going to juice it all, you know, for a while. So y'all get in shape, and I'll look forward to seeing y'all really on the 8th, about 50 pounds lighter between all of y'all, and we're going to do this.
Okay, so
boys ready.
Yeah, my man said, Mr. Wood said, I hope he helps because he's a young man. He's ready to play, so he hopes that you're ready for him because he's on the Mad Dad's team. So we got some secret weapons, and we're okay with that. Let me ask you something. What can mothers do out in the community now to kind of guard themselves from the violence in the community? What advice do you give the mothers? They're afraid. They're afraid to send their kids out.
You said to guard themselves. They're afraid to send their kids out. Well, you know what? We have to live. We have to get out here. So what I can tell them, prayer changes things. Praying, folks, if we all send our blessings up, believe me, blessings are going to come down over Minnesota. So we need to get out here. The weather's changing. Have these kids to clean our yards. Keep our children busy and keep our children close to us. And don't be afraid to tell it. Grown folks, we tell it. You know, it ain't no such thing to me as that old snitch and stuff, because if I see your kid doing it, I'm going to tell it. So don't let me see it. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to check your child, because it's just like my child. So we have to get out here and let's keep our kids busy. Also, ourselves, we can get out here in the parks with our kids and walk around and sit with our children, and we have to be observers for our kids. Because if we can see things before they come, let's get on it, you know.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, in between that, also you talk about, I was just saying the reason why there's so much going on is that kids don't have jobs. We used to have companies in the neighborhood. We used to have businesses in the neighborhood that we could bring our African-American kids to, but they don't have jobs. There's nothing for them to do in the summertime but get in trouble. So we have to – there's not enough sports. I just met with a young man that has a basketball league, and we're going to do a barbecue fundraiser for him, I think, in June. So we've got a date. I think it's the 7th at Farview Park, run and shoot basketball. But also, we just got to find more stuff for these kids to do, Ms. Champion.
But we can also give our kids jobs. You know, some of us parents have basements that need to be cleaned out. You know, it's a lot of things that can be done just in the house. Our kids don't believe in doing chores. You know, we don't have our kids on that schedule where it's a must. Every day they do chores. So as a community, if we get together and put our children to work, you know, if nothing else, we need to, look, gas stations, we need our kids pumping gas. We need our kids at club bagging groceries. We need to take our jobs back, okay? We need to take volunteers and going to hurt them.
You're absolutely right. We don't want to get you on too much of a roll because you might take the whole show. But I'm going to leave you on. I'm going to leave your mic on because I want to go back to our other guests. And speaking of jobs, how can we get young people involved in this business that you have?
Well, there's different options as an entrepreneur with OrganoGold that you can look into. One main way would be to connect with me, and I can share the different options with those who are interested in entrepreneurship, being your own boss, and really getting back to how we used to be as a community. I always tell people to research the Black Wall Street that we used to have, and really getting back to having our own, taking care of our own, and having our own money, not depending on other organizations outside of our community, not depending on the government, but generating our own wealth in our community. And we have all kinds of dreams and goals that we have in our minds, not to let those dreams and goals waste away, but hold on to them and find the vehicle that you can get to those dreams and goals. And I believe that OrganoGold is a very lucrative vehicle for that.
So in order to get kids involved, because we're just thinking about how do we we're working on a program with Global Market and Solar Energy, and we did some training with that. So we're working with Solar Energy. But what better way to also get people involved in organic coffee, a coffee that how do we begin to teach kids the value of good coffee and coffee that makes a difference? How could kids get involved in your company and start to be able to promote that and sell that and make money?
Well, the one way would be to contact me, and you can reach me at 952-994-1617. Again, that number is 952-994-1617. And with OrganoGold, it's just beyond, it's a company that's so way beyond the coffee. It's really about personal development. There's a lot of leadership skills that are taught in the company as well, because to be a good leader, you have to show others the lead. It's not just about having people following you, but showing others how to be a good leader as well. That's what a good leader stands for, and that's what OrganoGold is based on as well. One of the models of OrganoGold is that we're bringing the treasures of the earth to the people of the world. And the treasure is OrganoGold. The treasure is also the spirit of leadership that is taught in the company as well. So
I mean, and I think one of the big things is that, and I think, Catrice, you can talk about this a little bit, is that we have to be able to get our kids where they can at least communicate on a professional manner and deal with personalities on a professional manner. We have so many great kids. They're good kids, but when it comes to the communication part, they fail. When it comes to doing business, handling business, they fail. And so, Catrice, can you talk a little bit about how we begin to nurture our kids to get them prepared to be entrepreneurs?
Well, we need, God, that's a big job right there, because our kids, they in school, they have to learn how to sit down and get the classwork done. And our children are not at that point to where they want to hear anything that adults are saying. But, you know, we grab the ones that we can, you know, that we can help. And we sit them down and, you know, get them all together, and we start training them. We start training them how to carry themselves, how to respect others, how to, come out here and join a team that they can grow with. So it takes patience and a lot of time, but we can get them out here.
You're absolutely right. It takes patience and it takes time, and we can and we will get them out here. And based upon our relationship with Boy Scouts on America, our relationship with the parks and the community gyms and the stuff that we do in the community, and our partnership with Urban Ventures, the Center for Fathering and the Center for Families, and the work that we do, we've got a great partnership, and also our partnership with this young lady and the coffee. Now, there's more than just coffee. There's different products. And what are some of those other different products that you have?
Some of the other products we have are just the different flavors of coffee, which would be straight black. And then we have a latte that has the cream and sugar in it. And then we have a chocolate coffee. We also have a hot chocolate, a green tea, a red tea. We have a Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. And that's the only one that you can brew. And that's like the filet mignon of coffee, that Jamaican blue. We also have a cafe latte coffee, and there's one other coffee that we have. King of Coffee. That's the King of Coffee that we have as well. And those are the variations. And so for those people that don't drink coffee, we also have the supplements of just straight Ganoderma, because there's some people who don't, you know, really want to deal with the caffeine. And even with the caffeine level that's in the Organigold products, it's very different from traditional coffee that has caffeine in it. It has less caffeine in it, and you'll get a better effect of energy as well as wellness for your body. We also have lotion. It's called Red Velvet Lotion. It has Ganoderm. It's very good for your skin. We also have Coke Beauty Bar. It's very good for your skin, as well as a toothpaste called OG Smile, which is very good for you as well. So we get the Ganoderm into you internally as well as externally. And that's all available through Organigold.
That's some great stuff. Would you try any of those products personally, Ms. Champion?
Pardon me?
Would you try any of those products personally yourself?
I sure will. I sure would. Being the coffee drinker that I am, I have to lean back a little bit. But, matter of fact, I love tea, too. And to support... to support this coffee thing, you know, I go to Cubs and I buy coffee, you know, Folgers, but I have tasted the coffee before, and I have to say for myself, you know, it wasn't an energy thing. It was, you know, she explained it's a healthy thing. I did feel better. You know, it's something, it's more like a spiritual thing. So it's something that you'll have to buy and experience yourself in order to be able to talk about it. So I'm coming to get me some more.
Okay, so you did that. Did you get a chance to try it?
Yes, I've had it. Yes, I have. And I've had the cocoa, the coffee, and some of the tea. And, it was nice. I had a whole bag full of it, not knowing exactly what I had, but I couldn't stop. You know, it was something. Pardon me?
You got addicted.
Yes, I got addicted. And you know what? I need to be a spokesperson and make a commercial or something about this coffee, because it's a smooth taste. It's a taste that you'll require it. It's not that old Folgers taste or Maxwell House or anything like that. It's just a smooth taste. The coffee, even the cocoa, is not like a cocoa that you would buy in the store. It's just a different taste, and maybe it's that healing thing inside of it. I don't know, but it's something that your body will require once you get a sample.
Wow, that's great. You just stick right there, Ms. Champion. We're gonna come back to you in a little bit. You know, it's really great to have you, Ms. Champion, come back on again after being on the TV and also now being on the radio. We found out that African Americans need to do better when it comes to being entrepreneurs. We need to do better when it comes to businesses, and we need to do better when it comes to doing the kind of work that it takes to build wealth and generate wealth in our community. So many times we're relying on other people for our property, relying on other people for our cars, relying on other people. We need to rely on each other. So you're saying, I'm willing to show you how to take a business, and you can rely on yourself, create your own wealth. You are meeting other people that are all over the country that are learning how to take this business and have a six-figure income to do even better. And so they're an opportunity for you to start and work your way up. It depends on how much you want to put into the company. And I see that you've got a lot of passion. What made you get all this passion about this organization?
Well, again, I believe it was just a vehicle. It's just a proper vehicle for me because I have a lot of goals and dreams to give back to the community, to build the community up like it's supposed to be, you know, to be in health and wellness. And with that desire of seeing a better picture for our people, you know, I always have this vision of rebuilding. And I have this thing about a vision board. It's really important to have a vision board. Everyone's got to hold on to that vision board. Because so many circumstances happen in life, you'll forget your dreams, you'll forget your goals, and those circumstances get in your mind and get you all messed up. So I focus on my vision board. And on my vision board, I have pictures of communities being built up, pictures of, you know, all peoples of color coming together and building up the community. So my vision board is my focus. That keeps my focus, that keeps my vision. And I was just being prayerful about the vehicle to make that vision come forth.
Yeah.
And along came Organo Gold.
Wow, and it came, and here it is, and now you're working it, and you're working your way into. There's opportunities in terms of, you know, they go on cruises, they do all kind of conferences. You meet people from all over the country that are empowering each other, motivating each other, and maybe one day we can get one of those individuals to call in for you, call into the radio show, and talk more about it. And as we begin to talk about opportunities, give them your number one more time, so people can know how to get in touch with you.
Okay. My number is 952-994-1617. Again, that number is 952-994-1617.
And is there a website they can look at?
Yes, it is T as in Tom, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, Okata, OKATAH, .organogold.com.
Now, Okata, that is that's your married name, right?
Yes, sir.
And so your husband, he gave you that name, and that's a cool name. How long did it take you to learn that name and really say it well?
Right off the bat. It was made for me.
It was made for you?
Yes, he was made for me, so it was an easy pull off my tongue.
Well, wow. I love that name. That's a great name. Miss Champion, before we go, is there anything you'd like to say on Blog Talk Radio before we go, ma'am?
Well, I'm looking forward to that basketball game. And Miss Okata, I would be looking forward to you to come out, too, and watch this here historical butt whooping.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there making iced coffees.
Yeah, she's going to be out there making
and some iced teas.
Okay. Miss Champion, thank you very much. We're going to shut her down because, see, now she's talking about a butt whooping and all that. We don't have to put up with that. Remember, May 23rd, 25th at the Hyatt, NUSA Conference, June the 7th, the Run and Shoot Basketball Fundraiser, June the 8th, 38th in Chicago Neighborhood Festival from 11 to 2, June the 15th, Tater Days in Brooklyn Park, June the 21st. National Amen Corner, June the 20th, Rondo Days, August the 10th, Festival of Fathers, August the 16th, the Senior Pride Day. We are going to be doing it. Mad Dads in the House all over the country. Thank you very much. Any last words from you?
Be blessed and keep your mind focused on your dreams and goals. Never let them go.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all over the country. Pittsburgh, Chicago, Iowa, you know, Des Moines, everybody, all our people, Buffalo, New York, all of you, God bless you, man. And don't forget, tonight is our support group. And if you need help and you're a father, you want to get plugged in, 612-455-4643. We'll be at 3023 4th Avenue South, waiting on you, looking for you, anticipating you mothers and fathers changing your life. We're so excited. Mad Dads in the house, Men Against Destruction, defending against drugs and social disorder. God bless you.